This is WMUN's Page Turners, the broadcast book club, brought to you by Muncie Community Schools and Yorktown Public Library on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and on Alexa, say play WMUN. Let's join the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
Welcome to Page Turners, the Broadcasting Book Club, right here on WMUN 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Cam, we always talk about Star Wars.
Not always.
Did you know there's other things out there?
Like what?
I don't know. Like Spider-Man?
Oh, shoot. You got me there.
That's a good one.
Oh, no. You do got me there. I love me a good Spidey story.
I think we need a really good Spider-Man conversation.
Didn't we talk to somebody who's a Spidey and Star Wars author?
We did. Preethi Chibber.
Oh, that's right. We did. And she's got a lot of other stuff coming out this year.
So much stuff.
Well, do you want to share that, I guess, then?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Yep. We're going to roll it right now.
Cool.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm always excited about a geek conversation.
Very excited to talk about Spider-Man and Star Wars and your writing journey. So let's start with, where did your writing journey begin?
I think from a writing, just for fun, like wanting to be a writer journey, I think like a lot of people, it was when I was a kid and writing like fan fiction for my favorite things. And then I would dabble in like, you know, short stories and that kinds of, you know, that sort of stuff when I was in college. And it wasn't until I was sort of like well into my career, as far as like I used to work in publishing, that an author I knew was like, were you ever interested in like writing? And I said, yes. I just got very terrible advice when I was in my early 20s that was like, you can either work in publishing or you can be a writer and you can't do both, which is not true. But she was like, would you ever want to write a short story? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And she had this anthology coming out called 1,000 Beginnings and Endings that was full of Asian writers that were all retellings of Asian mythology. And I was just like, yes, I want to do this. This is so cool. 100%. And that's sort of where it started. And then it snowballed from there.
So you mentioned that you worked in publishing mm-hmm. first, and the advice that you were given was one or the other.
Yeah.
How was that hearing? Because like I dabble in a lot, right? Like as most creative people do. How did that feel hearing that advice from somebody?
I mean, it was hard because I think I was like 22. I didn't know anything. I didn't have any connection to the publishing industry. I'd interned the year before at Tor Publishing, which is a science fiction and fantasy publisher. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. Like I want to be a part of the process that is bringing books to people. I want to be a part of that. And so at the time I was just like, well, that's what you have to do. That just must be what it is. And I didn't really think one way or the other. And then, like you said, we do dabble in a lot of things. And also I feel like there's this thing, the millennial side hustle, where we're like not allowed to have one job. So when I was working in publishing, I was like freelance writing on the side for like Book Riot and all these other media sites. And so I was writing professionally from like a nonfiction perspective, but out of necessity, because I was like, well, I live in New York. I need money. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it just sort of happened in that. It's funny because I never thought about her advice, this person's advice about like you can't do both, because it became like, well, you have to do both. You mm-hmm. can't only do one thing anymore.
Yeah, I think our world, and I think we're all three millennials at this point, and this doesn't happen very often where we have the same generation of person, but we... Even in our job, we work for one company, but we have like 10 different hats that we wear. And I think it's just like a generational ADHD moment for us all. Like, oh, I can't do the same thing all the time. Please don't mm-hmm. hate me.
And you have someone who's like, oh, I can get this person to do 17 jobs. Let's go.
Yeah.
Before we dive into the book related questions, I'm curious, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Teleportation. 100%. It is the easiest
so
answer.
So fast.
I would, if I could never have to commute anywhere again, I would like, it would be the best thing that's ever happened. Teleportation is the easiest answer. I don't, even if it's the restrictions of like somewhere you've been before, fine. Great. I'll do it.
Oh, okay. See, I would love to say that, but I think I'd have to talk to animals. I'd have to have the Sith power to talk to animals.
I can't remember who wrote it, but there is this like horror short story about what if plants could talk and they're just screaming in pain all the time because we're stepping on the grass and we're
It's so dark and macabre. I love it.
That's what I think about it when it's like, what if I could engage with someone I don't usually like with a being that I don't usually get to engage with? And I think of the pitfalls.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking of like me and my dog are always spending time together. I want to know what she's saying. Like, that's what I'm thinking of, not the horrifying side of it. So you've written quite a bit, you know, as we took a look at your backlog of books. And I had noticed that there were quite a few comics and short stories. I have them on my phone as we're talking, that I was telling Thomas yesterday. I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize that's who we're talking to. So how would you describe your writing process? You know, you have a couple of different things from Star Wars and Spider-Man and all kinds of other titles. How do you go through that process?
It's often panicked, and I have a tendency that it's like a combination of the unfortunate like scarcity mindset of a freelancer, where you're like, if I say no to this, is there going to be more work? And the like, I want to do everything cool. I don't want to say no to like things that could be really awesome and fun and exciting. And so I often will be like, yes, I'll do all of the things. And then I have like stacked deadlines. But what's been fun is sort of going between these different formats. Something I really enjoy doing is exploring style and how it doesn't have to just be prose. It can be comics and prose. It can be, you know, the Avengers Assembly books are sort of like mixed media, where it's like you're telling stories through social media and things like that. I got to see at Book Expo America like 15 years ago, who even knows, Jennifer Egan presented, this is just before A Visit from the Goon Squad came out, and there's a chapter in A Visit from the Goon Squad that is told entirely through PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. And I remember her presenting this because at the time, like, no one was doing something like that. And I was like, that's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. And so getting to write all these different formats is always really fun, because in addition to sort of thinking about how you're having to literally write the words on a page, whether it's like a comic script format or like I did a podcast, which is like a whole other thing once, you get to consider like different ways to tell the story within that. And it's so fun.
Did you find that one was a little bit easier than the others?
You know, I wrote a picture book called A Jedi You Will Be. And I was like, a picture book? What? That's like 32 pages, or I think it was 48. And I was like, I could do this. It doesn't matter. It's so, and like picture books are an art, you know, I'm joking a little bit. I knew it was going to be difficult, but literally I remember I had to like construct the book, mm-hmm. print out my script and like paste like lines into the pages to see how the turns go. And so that's something you think about with comics and like trying to describe what you're seeing in your head to an artist, like visualizing what the panel looks like and making sure that's getting across, so they can like whatever the artist decides to do, making sure the intent is getting across, is it extremely difficult. So there's these like unique issues with no matter what you're approaching, whether it's like straight prose, which is just like, here's 80,000 words. That's what I wrote for you. Or there's a lot of pictures in this book, but I have to describe every single picture and every single action. So they all have their like sort of unique challenges and cool things that you get to do. So at any given moment, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. I just want to play video games. It does not matter what the thing is.
So whatever book you're writing and whatever writing process you're diving into, do you find yourself forming any odd writing habits?
I had a really bad habit, which I actually think is a problem because of high school, where I need pressure to be able to write. So breaking that habit of like, no, even if you don't have the pressure, even if you don't feel like it, you have to write is really hard. One other thing is I don't know why, but I need like 30 different brainstorm documents. Like for a single project, that folder will have like brainstorm one, pitch brainstorm, rules brainstorm. And you're like, why can't I just put it in one thing and organize it? No, that would be too easy.
Our conversation with Preeti Chibber continues right here on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, right after this break.
Welcome back to WMUN's Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools and Yorktown Public Library on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and on Alexa, say play WMUN. Let's continue the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
My name is Preeti Chibber, author of File, Metha's Romance Revenge Plot, and you are listening to Page Turners.
As we're talking and we're talking about your odd writing habits or some of the stories that you've written, what do you find to be, you know, the most challenging?
Time management is a big one. Like one of the best things my agent ever said to me, he was like, time is a finite resource, which is, it's a hard thing to remember, but that's a big one. And then sometimes being able to step outside your own head and look at the work is hard. Like I always say, like when I get edits, which editors are such a necessity, like they are the ones who will tell you if your intent is getting across, but I have to sit there and be mad for like a full day,
Yeah.
I just like get it. And I'm like, ugh.
They don't understand what I'm trying to do.
That's a big one. Or like leading into like, I'm very like, I like to be funny and I like to like make the joke and forcing myself to like, you cannot break the tension of this moment with a joke. Just like lean into it is hard sometimes.
It's funny because there's a lot of people who are the opposite that we've talked to even recently, is that their biggest challenge is trying to find the lighthearted moments.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, Lord, have mercy.
No, pure escapism. That's all I want.
Yep.
So I would like to transition to a certain web-slinging superhero. You've written a couple Spider-Man books, Spider-Man's Social Dilemma and Spider-Man's Bad Connection. Mm-hmm. How did those projects come to be?
So I used to write for sci-fi. I was part of a vertical at sci-fi called Sci-Fi Fangirls that no longer exists. And my editor at the time sort of liked off-the-wall pitches. And so I did a few that were just really silly and funny. Like there was one that was like, things that are the same size as Tom Holland, or one that was like entirely in the voice of like Spider-Man and his terrible decisions. And so I had gotten an email from Marvel Press because they got my name from someone else. And they were like, we need a book. Like, would you be interested in writing a tie-in to Spider-Man Far From Home? And I was like, yes. Yeah. Right. Like what? And I sent them some of these pieces I'd written for sci-fi. And they were like, that's exactly the voice we want. Can you do it in 6 weeks? And I was like, yeah. For sure. And so I wrote it and they were really happy with it. And they were happy with like sort of how quickly I could turn it around. And then because that project did well and because we had a good relationship, they're like, would you want to write an original Spider-Man story? And I was like, that's the best email I've ever gotten in my life. Yes. And that's sort of how it happened. It was, I mean, I'm shortening the beginning part because a lot of that was like lead up and me being like, I want to write Spider-Man to everyone I met all of the time at all of the comic stuff I did for freelance work. And that's sort of how it happened.
When you think about the cultural impact of Spider-Man now, Spider-Man is my husband's favorite superhero. Everything he owns in his office is pretty much Spider-Man. Spider-Man and Power Rangers. Like those are the two things that he loves. And mine is more Star Wars. If I could turn my camera around, I have an Ahsoka shrine in the corner
awesome.
Of my office. So when Thomas and I were talking, he told me who was coming on and I was like, ah, that name sounds familiar. You're one of the authors in a Clone Wars book too, mm-hmm. if I remember
yes.
correctly. How'd that happen? Was this a similar situation of you just running around going, hey, I want to write Star Wars?
It was. I am a firm believer in like be vocal about you, like what you want, because I straight up was like, the Spider-Man thing came because I happened to be on a podcast that like Midtown Comics did in New York, like probably like 2014 or something. And one of the other guests who I met that night was a writer. And I told him in passing that I wanted to write a Peter Parker book. And he remembered that. And he was the one who gave my name to the editor. And so Star Wars was kind of similar, where I was just like, I would love to do this. This would be amazing. And so when they were pulling together the author list for Stories of Light and Dark, the Clone Wars book, one of the editors DM'd me on Twitter and was like, I saw this tweet. Is this something you want to do? And I was like, yes. And I want to write Anakin.
Woo! And did they just say, yep, okay, great, wonderful?
Well, we had a meeting. I was freelancing and covering San Diego Comic-Con for sci-fi. And while I was there, they were like, why don't we meet up and have a conversation? And so I met up with that editor as well as the editor of the picture book, the Yoda picture book I did. And it was a good fit. And we had a good conversation. And I think that's sort of, they were like, okay, a lot of it is also like for work with like Star Wars and Marvel and these kind of big companies that we call IP on the like writing side, intellectual property, they own the characters, we're just writing for hire. They were like, can you do it in 2 days? Like it's a lot about like, can you turn quality work in really, really quickly? So when you have a reputation of being able to do that, your name does get passed around.
So you have literally like manifested these works.
Yeah. I was like, it's gonna happen, please, for the love of God.
You said it one too many times and the universe said, fine.
I know.
We'll give it to you.
I'm joking. I'm like slowly writing my way up to like 616 Peter, because I have a Marvel Unlimited run with 616 Pete coming out. And I was like, this has been the culmination of my journey, is finally writing like 616 Spider-Man. I was like, I did Spider-Boy, Spider-Man India, Miles, like my own Peter, and finally 616 Pete, my guy.
You have a release date?
The first issue drops on Marvel Unlimited April 2nd, I think.
Very it's like exciting. Cool. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good one. It's going to be a good time.
I'm sure we're going to pick it up. So.
Yep. So whether it's Star Wars, Marvel, Spider-Man, do you have a favorite character to write?
That's so hard. I mean, Peter is my favorite. Spider-Man is my favorite because he's a disaster, which I think a lot of us can identify with. But the thing is, despite the fact that he's a disaster, he keeps trying, which is the aspirational part, I think, because he is just, there's this like, the Spider-Man PS4 game is like my favorite Spider-Man movie. And there's this amazing moment at the very beginning that to me is like, this is who Spider-Man is. Like there's like a bill or an eviction notice that slides under his door and he looks at it and the police scanner is like, we need help on blah, blah, blah. And he looks at the bill and he looks at the window and he looks at the bill and then he takes off out the window, even though he's like, I'm gonna get evicted. And you're like, that is an understandable sort of like, in terms of as us, where we're like just people who have to make all these choices all the time. And you're doing your best, even when you make choices that will not be the best for you personally in the long run. So Spider-Man is just at the top in terms of like being able to write something that, especially for kids, because I write for kids a lot, is you can keep trying, even though you are going to fail. Just keep trying.
So before we wrap up this episode, can you tell our listeners where to find your work?
Yes, you can find them wherever books are sold, often on the Marvel Unlimited app, which is Marvel's like subscription comic service, or comic books, wherever comic books are sold. I have a Jubilee one-shot coming out in June called Jubilee Blood Hunt, and I feel like you can probably pre-order that now, maybe. And that one's in print, which is very exciting. And then I have a YA novel coming out September 24th called Bael Mehta's Romance Revenge Plot, which I am extremely excited for people to read.
Oh my goodness. We're going to have you back.
Yes, I told you, I'm always down to talk about nerdy stuff.
Well, perfect. I just have one more question that most of our listeners who are creatives are always trying to get advice on. And that is, what would you say to somebody who wants to start out?
I mean, writing is the first thing and the hardest part, but there's so, I know that publishing can feel very daunting because it feels like this big inaccessible thing, but there are so many agents and editors who put resources out there because there are people who truly do want to find exciting new books. So it feels like a lot of work, but just sitting down and like doing the research of the advice that you can get from these industry professionals, because it is out there and that can help in the process of like, if you actually want to be a published writer, it will help. The other thing is like, if you're really starting out and you don't know, you're like, I want to write, but I don't know how, fan fiction. I think fan fiction is the perfect place for new writers because you don't have to worry about world building. You don't have to worry about creating characters. You can just take characters who exist and put them wherever you want and let them do whatever you want them to do.
That's all the time we have for this episode of Page Turners. Be sure to tune in again next Saturday at 8 a.m. Thank you to our sponsors, Muncie Community Schools and Yorktown Public Library.